on your rental properties. Find out more. Call Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services in the Northwest Valley today at 623-561-6172. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services has proudly served small to medium businesses for more than 16 years. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, 623-561-6172.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Dogged by allegations of his involvement in an international prostitution ring, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has resigned.
I believe correctly that people, regardless of their position or power, take responsibility for their conduct. I can and will ask no less of myself.
Spitzer has not been charged with any crime. He made the announcement without having finalized a plea deal with federal prosecutors. On Monday, Lieutenant Governor David Patterson will be sworn in as governor. The AP's Warren Levinson has more on Patterson.
David Patterson is a history-making figure in two ways. He's legally blind and the first black governor in New York's history. He comes from a political family. His father, Basil Patterson, represented the same state Senate district and served a term as Secretary of State.
And he has the support of leading Democrats in the state, including Senator Charles Schumer.
He's smart, he brings people together, and he's always grown in every job that he served.
An admission today from the head of a company that runs a controversial California slaughterhouse.
After viewing video he acknowledged was sickening, which showed ailing cows at his facility being dragged and prodded into a box where they'd be killed, the head of the Hallmark Westland Meat Company admitted those so-called downer cows were put into the food supply.
I didn't think we had, sir.
Okay. But the first video shows a downer cow going in the kill box, right?
Yes.
Steve Mendel said no illnesses have been reported from the massive recall of beef, though the head of the subcommittee noted it can sometimes take decades for some illnesses like mad cow disease to appear. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Three Americans were killed in the latest round of violence in Iraq. The troops died in a rocket attack on their combat outpost south of Baghdad. Oil prices in record territory again today, topping $110 a barrel. The Dow up 32 points. This is AP Radio News. A gunman shot and killed two